Okay, so we are on.
Hey, this is Pete, your reigning trivia champion. It's good to be back.
This is Jude, your reigning trivia loser. I'm coming to redeem myself.
And this is Britt. I am not good at trivia. I'm not even going to try or why.
So you'll find out. We'll find out. And this is Tyler, the host for today. Welcome back to Half-Assed Trivia Episode 2. We're going to be switching things up a bit differently than the last episode. This time, everyone will have a chance to answer the question, because last time we kind of just went through, like, noises. But this time, I am on a Skype call with everyone, and you guys have cards that you're going to show me. So we're going to go through A, B, C, and D as choice questions. And then when you guys show me that, we're going to do like a 1, 2, 3 countdown. You guys are going to show me your card, and then I'm going to go ahead and put in what scores you got.
Okay.
So today there's going to be 3 rounds of 20 questions each. So that's a total of 60 questions. First round, I know there's a lot of questions, so we'll just have to speed it up. The first round is going to be worth 1 point. The second round is going to be worth 3 points. And the third round is going to be worth 5. So the winner after all of this will be crowned the new Half-Assed Trivia Champion. So PJ, you better prepare to potentially pass that crown on.
I'm prepared if it comes to it.
If it comes,
there won't be any drama.
No tears.
Was the last trivia this year, or was it in 2019?
It was 2019, I think, but it may have been released this year. We recorded it in 2019, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But it was posted.
I think
2020.
It might have been, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All the days blur in together. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Brittany's like, I don't even know what year it is.
We're already halfway to 2021 already.
Is it 2023 yet? This is the quarantine ever.
We're not halfway yet, but by the time this is released, it'll be halfway.
So, Ace equals A, 2 equals B, 3 equals C, and 4 equals D, right? A, B, C, D?
Yeah. Cool.
I like how us girls, we chose the hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And PJ, what'd you grab?
PJ grabbed a different thing.
I got 2 clubs, a spade, and a
duck. What? You don't even match. You don't even match, bro.
He's like, I have clovers for food. I have diamonds for money.
I went through my cards, and I got a matching set.
I went through and grabbed the first one of each number that I was asked to get. I didn't.
I wonder what that says about me.
About me?
Same thing.
About me? Oh, about us. Mm. Okay. When I don't feel
oh, so you bad. Just got lucky, you got all the same suit?
No, I searched, and I... What? Oh. Oh, no.
Yep.
Maybe it says that I'm lazy? or that I was valuing something else more than my cards selection.
All right, Pete, you ready to lose your crown?
Ready? Make it happen, girl.
All
right. Let's see.
I'll talk some shit.
First question, what percent of Earth do oceans cover? Is it 4%, 39%, 71%, or 99%? I'm going to try to share my screen. Let's see. Can you see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I may have accidentally leaked the actual question. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Nope, I didn't see anything.
Cool. All right. Let's see. Oh. That's okay.
What?
So this is, you guys put C? What'd you put?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, you guys all got it right.
Alright,
so number 2. Which of these states was not one of the original 13 colonies? Was it Georgia, Maine, Pennsylvania, or Rhode Island?
Can you repeat that again?
Georgia, Maine, Pennsylvania, or Rhode Island. One of the states was not one of the original 13 colonies.
Okay. Ready?
Right. Dallas win.
I'm ready.
Oh, I put Maine.
One and 2.
Yep.
Yep, Maine is the correct answer.
Ah!
Oh.
Boom. So I think we should say our answer, since this is a podcast.
I said Georgia.
And nobody else can see what cards we're putting up.
Yeah, I said
Georgia. I also said Georgia. I was like, that's too south for that to be.
I just want you guys to say you got it wrong. That's okay. All. I'm just kidding. No, I seriously do think we should say it all out.
That's true.
I agree. You're right, because they're not going to be able to hear it.
I'm getting apple juice all over the place.
They can't hear what my card says.
All right, I'm going to unbold it so that you guys can actually screen share it. Okay, so now the next question. Question number 3 is, how many basketball players are on the court at one time? Is it 8, 10, 12, or 14? 8, 10, 12, or 14. All right, everybody's got an answer.
I should not do it.
Okay, let's go. What was your answer?
I went with 8.
8, okay.
I put 10.
I put 10,
5 per team.
And 12. Correct answer was 10.
Paige.
Oh, shoot.
You are awesome.
Shoot, I got it right.
I don't know anything about basketball.
And the next question. Just going to go ahead and... I feel like it's easier if you guys see it, so I'm going to go ahead and...
I can't see it, so...
Oh, you can't see it?
I cannot see it. Your screen's black.
Which of these insects is not a pollinator? Is it bees, butterflies, grasshoppers, or moths?
Repeat it.
Bees, butterflies, grasshoppers, or moths. Which of these insects is not a pollinator?
No.
Bees, butterflies, grasshoppers.
I am not confident on my vote. But
same.
I feel like I should know this, though.
It's a tricky question.
It is tricky.
All right. We all got our cards up, so let's flip it. Grasshopper.
I went with grasshopper.
I went with... Almost went with grasshopper, and then I thought, butterflies don't... I don't think it's butterflies. So I'm going with butterflies.
The right. Real answer is grasshoppers.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Word. Yeah, I was not sure of moths. Pollinate. Because, like, I don't know. Well, I guess I do see moths on flowers.
Yeah, what's
one? Oh, I got it right there. Word. The first one.
Yeah, I never would have thought moths pollinated either. That was something that I learned. All right, let's see.
Blinded by the light.
In Greek mythology, what is a half man, half bull?
I know this one.
I know this one, too. And we know it for the same reasons. Go ahead.
Give me the right one. I know.
Is it a centaur, a minotaur, a moo man, or a bull boy?
Oh.
Ooh. Rig-a-goo-goo. Rig-a-goo-goo.
Oh, I see your screen now.
All right, you guys all have an answer. Flip it over.
Centaur.
I'm centaur. Minotaur.
Centaur and two minotaurs?
Yep.
Nope.
Centaurs. What?
Two centaurs and one minotaur. Right?
Okay. The real answer.
Me and Pete have the minotaur.
You and Pete have the minotaur?
Sure
yeah,
do.
Centaurs have horse.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha. Huh?
Yeah, the real answer is minotaur.
The centaurs have horse.
I didn't listen to the question. Man, shouldn't have had that second beer.
Centaur.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, it's tricky.
I'm a Sagittarian.
You're a what?
Sagittarian, so I'm a centaur. I'm half animal, okay. Half man.
So am I, so that's what I thought. It
means she doesn't eat cats. Sagittarian.
Daddy.
Alright, the next question is, which is not one of the Snow White's 7 dwarfs? The Snow White. I don't know why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, Happy, Loopy, or Sneezy?
Are you saying Sleazy?
Sneezy.
Okay.
With an N. You guys all have your answers? Flip them over.
Loopy.
Loopy.
3 loopies. You guys are correct.
All right.
Loopy, loopy.
Although that should have been one.
Should have, yeah.
Yeah.
I think in like the 2020 version, there'll be a Sleazy as well.
That's true. That's true.
Probably.
If it's made in Hollywood.
Happy would be smoking a joint, right?
Yeah, it'll be Cheech Marin playing happy.
I want to see this happy.
Dopey.
Dopey, yep.
Next question.
Oh, no.
What is the capital of Canada? Is it Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, or Vancouver?
We're sorry, Canada.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Canada. I have so many friends that live up there.
I think I know only because of hockey, but I don't really know.
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry, I don't have an answer yet.
What is the capital of Canada? Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, or Vancouver?
All right. The Senators, Ottawa.
What did I say?
Montreal.
Montreal.
I went with Toronto. But I wasn't sure if it was Toronto or Vancouver.
I almost went with Ottawa, but I wasn't sure.
Is Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Yeah.
Ottawa.
Okay.
Ottawa. I like that.
Ottawa.
Is why you watch sports, guys.
That's true. I don't watch sports.
I don't watch sports there. I wouldn't have got that.
I don't really watch it.
Next question. What year did the U.S. land on the moon? 1969,
1965,
1955, or 1959?
I missed A and B. What were they?
First one is 1969. Second one is 1965. Third option is 1955, and the fourth option is 1959.
Gotcha.
All right, flip them over.
1969.
69.
For me.
For me.
I went with 55. I just grabbed a random card. I don't know.
The real answer is 1969.
All right.
Yes!
Yes.
I really wasn't certain if it was 69 or 65.
1969. Mm-hmm. Crazy year. That was the year of Woodstock, too, right?
I
wouldn't know. I wasn't there. All right. Next question is, which of these is not one of the three branches of government? Give me 1 second to post these questions. Unbold. There we go. Is it executive, legislative, judicial, or federal? Which of these is not one of the three branches of government? You guys have your answers?
Yep. Flip them over. Yep.
Executive.
Federal.
Federal.
Oh, what?
Federal.
The real answer is federal.
I'm the worst. What? Executive, something,
legislative,
judicial.
Legislative and judicial.
Federal? Oh, I guess that makes sense. Oh, whatever.
It's just one.
Oh, shut up, Pete. You haven't gotten one wrong.
I don't know that for sure.
Let's check the scores. Oh, you're right. PJ hasn't lost one. Dang.
We need PJ to get him. Lose. We need to get him here and drunk.
I'm very oddly competitive. Like, I know I'm not good at trivia, but I'm like, Pete hasn't lost one or missed one question yet.
I don't know if this is a toss up. Let's see if we'll get this one. Which candy was given to soldiers in World War II? The tongue twister. Say that 6 times fast. Was it Tootsie Rolls, Werther's, Lifesavers, or Pop Rocks?
Are we allowed to ask what year that was?
World War II would have been around like 1942.
World War II, 41 through 45 for the United States.
I have no idea. All right. I went with Tootsie Rolls.
You got one for Tootsie Rolls.
I did Lifesavers.
I put
one for Lifesavers.
Lifesavers as well.
One for Tootsie Rolls, two for Lifesavers. The real answer is Tootsie Rolls.
Woo! Brit! Yeah.
Brit.
Got you, Pete. Got you, Pete.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah, that would be kind of like, I like mean if they gave them Lifesavers.
I know, that's what I thought would be.
Oh, that is ironic. Really messed up.
Yeah.
Lifesavers don't stop bullets.
I didn't even think of it that way. That's really messed up. All right, how many strings does a standard violin have? Is it 2, 4, 8, or 10? Violinist.
This is based on nothing?
I went on 8.
Flip them. We got 1 for 8, 1 for 4, 2 for...
I put 4 because my ukulele has...
Oh, no, shoot.
Don't look at that.
I had that open. I thought... Did you see the questions?
A couple, yes.
Did you see the answers?
I know the next one is Model T, and I'm sorry.
I can easily replace it.
I didn't see it.
Okay, so the real answer to the last question is 4. So we have 1
BJ
point.
And I. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I did put 4.
Okay. I was wondering, but I feel like that's not a lot of strings for them to make that much.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge range on just 4 strings.
Mm-hmm.
They got, like, the pressure they put onto the string, and then you can, you got all the notes? I don't know what the little bars are called.
Yeah, like, I was impressed by the violin before, but now I'm, like, even more impressed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For only literally just that much, it's, like, insane.
Mm-hmm.
Just for 4 strings, what they can do with that.
I got a bonus question. How many strings are on a fiddle?
4.
Is it...
Yes, 4. It's
the same thing.
Yeah.
That actually had me. Okay.
I should get 5 bonus points for it.
I'll allow it. Okay, next question. Which is not a category of living thing? That is not a proper way of asking the question. Which is not a category of a living thing? A plant, an animal, a fungus, or a rock? A plant, an animal, a fungus, or a rock?
I should appreciate this easy question, but I was a little offended at first.
Flip it.
Going with rock.
I think Dwayne Johnson might be offended by this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly.
Rock.
Yeah, rock. Dwayne the Rock Johnson. No, you're right. It's rock. 1 point.
You're
rock.
Dead Everybody. To me, Dwayne.
Next question. Which is the loudest wildcat? Is it a lion?
John Calipari.
Good answer.
That is so true. Honestly, 6 bonus points, I'm kidding. Is it a lion, a tiger, a leopard, or a cougar?
I'm going to go with Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
Actually, I did not. I went with a lion.
I went with 4. I went
cougar.
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 So we got 1 for lion, 1 for cougar, and 1 for leopard. I'm gonna not show you the answers again this time.
Okay.
The real answer is Joe Exotic. It's a lion.
Oh, nice.
He was a tiger king.
He was a tiger king, but.
Oh, you're right. It was not
Was Tigers on there?
Tigers.
Yes, the number 2.
Mm.
All right, next question. Which sport is the most popular worldwide? Is it tennis, rugby, or golf?
What is it?
Soccer, tennis, rugby, or golf?
Ooh, I'm gonna have to go with none of the above, bro.
I went with soccer.
I went with soccer.
Football.
Football is correct. Is correct. 1 point. Right. 2 everything.
She's kind of like a better name for soccer than football.
Agreed.
Football.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah, why, like, is there a reason why football is called football? Like American football?
Do we want?
I guess. This one's also a pretty easy question. Well, biology is a study of what? Is it life, humans, animals, or everything? Life, humans, animals, or everything.
This is another one where I feel like I should know. I went with life.
1 for life?
2 for life.
Life. Choose life.
3 for life. You're correct.
Very good. I would have been embarrassed if I got that one wrong.
And you were a biology major.
No, I wasn't.
I know. It'd have been a lot worse if you got that wrong. And you were.
Yeah.
I was a computer networking and computer security. Computer networking, security, and forensics. Mm. Oh my god!
Is that why you, like, you always lock your door whenever you're on your computer? Because of the security?
I can't leave my computer in my room without locking it. It's just so unsafe.
Alright, what? Next question. Which of these children's books is not by Roald Dahl? Who wrote... oh my goodness. Is it Charlie in the Chocolate Factory? Matilda? James and the Giant Peach? Or Alice in Wonderland? He did not write all these books.
So he wrote three of them?
Wrote three of the four. So your answers are between Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, or Alice in Wonderland.
I don't know who wrote any of these. I went with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Alice in Wonderland.
I put in Alice in the Wonderland.
So two for Alice in Wonderland and one for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Mm. The real answer is Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah!
Good job, Ben.
All right.
I was like, I know Tim Burton did James and the Giant Peach,
mm-hmm.
and that also relates to Alice in Wonderland. And
yeah.
I know movies in that regard.
Yeah, that was the easy thing to not get right.
Next question. Which is the largest state in the U.S. with the largest land mass?
I know this one!
Is it Texas, California, Montana, or Alaska? Largest land mass.
Hopefully I'm right. I was so confident, but now I'm second-guessing. I went with Alaska.
One for Alaska.
3 for Alaska. Everybody's saying Alaska.
Alaska,
correct answer.
Ooh. Alaska.
All right.
Points all around.
Or as the Alaskans call it, Alaska.
Home.
Home.
Yeah, home.
Let's see. Question number, what is this? 18. Let me unbold this question so you can't see the actual answer. Not making that mistake again. All right. One ostrich egg is equal to how many chicken eggs?
Oh my god.
Is it 2, 10, 24, or 100?
2, 10, 24, or 100?
I went with 24. 2 for 24 and 1 for 10. Let's see what the right answer is. Suspense ensues. Real answer is 24.
Oh yeah. My gosh!
Suck it, Pete.
One wrong.
Have any of you seen Letterkenny?
Yeah.
How many people does it take to nail an ostrich?
Oh, I don't know that yet.
Dude, it was like a common theme in the whole show. Oh, well, I didn't watch the whole show yet, but first season at least. Never mind. Forget about it.
How many people does it take to nail an ostrich?
Yeah.
You can't keep seven.
You have to... I don't know. I haven't finished the show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on now.
Depends on if the ostrich was sick.
How do I not remember this? I'm like, there's like 5 seasons of it.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I'm into it right now. Oh, I hit something. It scared me. Couldn't tell.
Are you fanning yourself with the cards?
Dude, it's toasty up here.
Yeah,
and I don't want to turn on my ceiling fan because I think it'd be noisy.
Mm.
Speaking of which, can you guys hear my AC? Is it loud?
Not over my computer fan.
Oh, you can hear it. Dang.
Only since you mentioned it, but I didn't pay attention to it before you.
Dang. Should I turn it off?
No, it's not that loud, huh?
It's faint?
Yeah.
Or is it loud? Okay, I'll turn it on.
You look a little sweaty with the AC on, so I'm going to say leave it on.
Leave it on.
You guys ready for the next question?
Yep.
All right. Question number 19. What kind of car do they drive in Back to the Future? Is it a DeLorean, a Camaro, a Thunderbird, or a Volkswagen bus?
I know this one. I got to wait for you to put your card up. It's a DeLorean.
2 for DeLorean. 3 for DeLorean. Yeah, that's pretty easy.
DeLorean.
Points all around.
Mm.
Question number 20.
First round.
Ooh.
Yeah, first round's about to be over.
All right.
Oh,
snap. I can't do a drum roll.
What year did the Titanic sink?
Oh, no.
Is it 1859, 1912, or 1959?
Hard guess.
Flip them over.
Pete, you didn't get that? I went with 9. At heart, would you say hard no?
3 for 1912. You guys are.
We were right?
Yeah.
Dude, I just. My brother-in-law has been quoting Letterkenny for so long, I just feel like it's part of normal speech.
Yeah, same. Same.
Carry out that conversation while I add some maths real quick.
Who the heck is Letterkenny?
It's a show.
It's the name of a TV show. It may be the name of a town in Canada, but I kind of feel like it's fictional.
Is it an older show or a newer one?
Newer.
Okay.
I think it came out in like 2010 or something.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
there's so much good stuff in that.
I'm looking up Titanic right now, and it says it came out in 1997, so none of those answers were right. I really thought it was in 1910 that it sunk.
Did you notice that they call people 2-ply in that show?
10-ply. Like,
10-ply? Oh yeah, 10-ply. Do you know what that means?
They're 5 times as tough as toilet paper.
As soft, because 2-ply toilet paper is super soft. So if somebody's 10-ply, that guy's super soft.
Aww.
Right.
That's hilarious.
I shouldn't have said tough, because that's misleading, because they're not tough. He's like, they're Canadian, so he's like, you're 2-ply bud or 10-ply bud.
Oh, you're spare parts, aren't you, bud? My favorite.
Do you guys want to know the actual scores, or do you want to keep it a secret till the end?
I want to know so that
you
I can
know?
Be. Yeah, so I need to know how much I need to attack Pete. All
right. So we've got Jude with 13.
Nice.
Rix with 13.
Wow.
Oh, we're tied.
Yeah.
PJ with 17.
All
right.
He's got a lead, but it's not too far.
Not too high. We could do it.
And these next questions in round 2 are going to be worth 3 points each.
Okay.
So. Which ones did I miss? I thought I only missed 1. No, 2, at least. Probably 3, since I have 17. I'm not... don't even tell me. I don't need to know.
I was like, all right, we can go into this.
He's got a spreadsheet. my room is toasty.
Let's see. So round 2, number 1. This is the 21st question. Let's pull it up. Which organ can you live without? Is it your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder, or your intestines? Liver, kidneys, gallbladder, or intestines.
Y'all ready for this?
Real quick, are we zombies?
We all
are. Are we zombies? Would you guys put
gallbladder?
Gallbladder.
True. Got it right.
You get that thing cut out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people get one kidney removed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need at least one.
Technically.
See a doctor, get rid of it.
True. But technically, you could have put kidney, even though it's not the right answer. You can live without a kidney, but not
all
both.
Of your kidneys.
Yeah.
All 3 of them.
Would I have gotten a point and a half if I guessed kidney?
I could love it. It wasn't on the actual question, but I don't agree with that question. I think you can live without a kidney. All right, let's see. Next
question. Wait, real quick, before we get too carried away into round 2, I think you called it.
Yes.
So are the point values doubled or something?
These are worth 3
points.
Why am I like this?
In the final round, do we lose points if we get one wrong?
I can make that happen if you'd like.
No. It's your game. You do what you want.
Oh, the deal. Actually, maybe. I don't know. That might be the only way we knock Pete down.
That's true.
Maybe.
Our final question, we can, like, bet half our points. Don't they do that on Jeopardy? Never
That's
mind.
True.
I think so.
Never mind. I'll end up betting.
we could do a Jeopardy question if you'd like. It's all up to you guys.
You have to write in. You have to write in the answer.
Right.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna be good
you
at that.
You guys want to do it like Wheel of Fortune?
No, yeah, I like Wheel of Fortune better.
I would like to date by an A.
Do you want to keep it the same, or do you guys want to change it up?
No,
this is your game. You do what you want.
Yep, we keep it.
Okay. Game. I mean, you guys are three people over one, so you can decide. I guess we'll find out in the third round. We'll come back to it.
Yep.
So now the next question is which or what is SpongeBob's next door's? No, my goodness.
Can't
speak. What is SpongeBob's next door neighbor's name? Squidward, SpongeJoe, Sir Squid, or Octoscar?
Whoa, Octoscar would be a sweet character. it's Squidward.
Squidward.
Everybody. Nice. Mm-hmm. You're correct. 3 points.
So who's surprised I got that right?
I'm actually surprised.
I was a little.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
All right, thank you.
I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly.
Okay.
But what is a mirepoix?
A what?
M-I-R-E-P-O-I-X. Mirepoix.
Oh my god.
Is it onions, celery, carrots? Is it onions, garlic butter? Is it onions, potatoes and peppers? Or is it onions, bacon, and jalapeno? Try to make it a little bigger.
Mirepoix.
Yeah, it could be mirepoix. Mirepoix? I don't know how to pronounce it.
I'm grabbing a random card.
Yep, I'm ready.
Onion, celery, carrots.
I guess the third one in.
Mirepoix. Oh, fuck. My bad. I just swore and I showed you.
I didn't see the answers once again, and I did.
I'm going to bleep that out so they could just be funny.
Model T.
Model T.
Okay. So what'd you guys put?
I guess the third one.
I did this, the onions, garlic, butter.
Onions, garlic, butter. So that was two.
Two.
So we had one for, what'd you put, Brooke?
One for three, one for two, and one for one.
One for one.
One for all.
The answer is one. Onions, celery, and carrots.
All right.
Did you actually know that, or was that a guess?
I felt like it was French, and I felt like potatoes were Irish, so I discounted everything with potatoes in it.
Interesting.
That was smart. I was like, there's a P, and there's a P for potato.
And jalapenos seemed really Mexican, so I don't think that the French had jalapenos very long.
True.
So. It was I don't know if I want to call myself educated, but as far as I can go, educated, guess.
Well, it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Which of these actresses was not a child star? Is it Jodie Foster, Scarlett Johansson, Kristen Dunst, or Charlize Theron? Jodie Foster, Scarlett Johansson, Kristen Dunst, or Charlize Theron?
I'm going to go with the person I don't know.
Flip them.
I went with Charlize Theron.
Two for Charlize Theron and
one
for...
She was in Mighty Joe Young. I put Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
She was a child.
Correct answer is Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Woo,
I'm going to open my window real quick.
She's a cutie. Okay.
Was she in... Who was in the black wig in Pulp Fiction. Who was that? Was that Charlize Theron?
It wasn't her, I don't think.
No, she would have been little, I think, at that time. Oh, I don't know. What? No, because Travolta was in that, so she wouldn't have been.
It was Charlize Theron.
Was it?
Who is that? No, who is that?
Oh, who is it? She played...
I would say no, it wasn't her.
She was a blonde actress, and she played the serial killer. What's her name?
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, that's who it is. That's
She played that serial killer from Florida. Oh, I forget. She played in a lot of things. You have to look her up. You know who she is, I'm sure.
Oh, I know who this is. Yeah, I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she played a monster. That's your female serial killer monster.
Yeah, monster.
The monster.
I almost said that, and I'm like, that's not right. Yep.
That's the name of the serial killer?
That's the name of the name movie. Of the
movie. Oh, interesting.
She's also in Mad Max.
I haven't seen that. I heard it was a good movie, though.
Oh, I said Mad Max. Mad Max. Not Max, that's a restaurant.
That's a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was just, I thought that you said the right thing.
All right, next question. What is the largest land animal? Is it elephant, a rhino, a gorilla, or a bull?
Largest in charisma, or?
I don't know, it might be that dude that Brittany was telling us about earlier.
Who's that? Yeah.
Got it.
Brandon.
Alright, I went with elephant.
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 Elephante is correct. Points all around.
Is correct.
That's round. Oh my god.
Next question.
It's important.
What sport was Forrest Gump great at? Was it ping pong, pool, air hockey, or foosball?
I'm really good at air hockey. So if anybody wants to challenge me, I'm just putting that out there. But I think that he's good at ping pong.
Ping pong. Ping pong. I'm down to play air hockey.
Ping pong.
So two for ping pong and one for what? You can't change your answer. I saw four.
No, it's foosball.
Okay.
Stuck with my wrong answer.
I thought you were changing your answer.
Uh-uh. Well, she's not wrong if she's going by Bobby Boucher's pronunciation of football.
Okay.
He also got to go see the president because of his football skills. And he had 16 Dr. Peppers.
Hmm. What in the world?
Have you not seen Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
It's been a long time. I don't remember any of that.
That's the question, right?
He meets the president, and he had just drank 16 Dr. Peppers, and the president's like, hello, how do you feel? And he's like, I have to pee.
That would be my answer.
Next question. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Was it Leonardo DiCaprio, Rembrandt, or Claude Monet?
Repeat that again.
Better get this right.
Brittany's the only one going to get this right.
Uh-uh.
Lip him.
What? Wait, I said repeat the question?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
what was the painting?
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci?
Okay,
Leonardo
it.
DiCaprio?
No, I got it.
Okay. Rembrandt or Claude Monet? Claude Monet. All
right.
Lip him.
Boom. Da Vinci.
You guys are wrong.
What?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm just kidding. Imagine. You guys all three got it right. All
right.
We just covered him on a podcast, so I don't know if we cheated.
Yeah, Da Vinci, yeah.
Well, I don't know, it was Starry Night that I credited Da Vinci with.
Right, and that one.
And it belongs to...
And you still say it so weird. I love it.
How's it spelled?
Was it C-I? But you say Da Vinci? It could be Da Vinci, but I've always called it Da Vinci.
I think I just can't be fixed. I think it's I've gone too far.
Maybe you're Leonardo da Vinci reincarnate, and you are the only one that actually knows how to say his name right. You never know.
I think it'd be a lot smarter if I were. So I haven't invented anything.
It's because you did it all in a past life. What are you talking about?
You invent circuit ships. Or something.
Circuit
board. I don't even know what I do.
And you win at trivia all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Just that one time.
See how this goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
You, sir, in the black, you have a question?
Next question. This is question number 38, I think. What is the most popular religion in Japan? Is it Shintoism, Buddhism, Christianity, or Hinduism?
I'm not going to pretend like I know, and I'm just going to guess the first one, Shintoism.
Shintoism?
Shintoism.
Shintoism and...
Buddhism.
Buddhism. Correct answer is Shintoism.
Woo! All right, Brett.
The update scores.
I've never heard of Shintoism.
Me neither.
I have, but it's been a while.
Oh, weren't we going to try to cover, like, Japanese religions?
We were. We just did.
Yeah. But the emperor was a god.
He's an emperor. He's not a god.
Don't tell that to the Japanese.
Next question. Which of these is the largest unit of data storage? Is it gigabyte, megabyte, kilobyte, or terabyte?
I knew this one.
Don't let me down. I'm such a nerd. Don't let me down.
Terabyte.
3 terabytes, you're correct.
Alright.
None of us let you down. We all made you proud.
Thank you for not letting me down. I have another nerdy question coming up.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this?
Dun, dun, dun.
Which of these is not a computer programming language?
Ooh.
Is it Python? Is it Java? Is it C? Or is it Baba?
Boom.
I didn't hear the last two.
Is it Python? Is it Java? Is it C? Or is it Baba? C is C.
Gotcha.
Actual C.
C.
It is Baba.
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 Baba, Baba, Baba. Correct.
All
right. Ah, everybody got it.
Yeah.
Baba, Baba. Update the scores. Perfect. Next question. I hope you guys brushed up on your 90s TV shows.
Uh-oh.
What is the name of the coffee shop in Friends? Is it Coffee Park? Is it Central Perk? Is it New York Coffee? Or is it Central Work?
I'm going to guess. And I'm going to guess Central Perk.
Central Perk.
1% Perk.
Samesies.
3. You guys are correct.
All right. Woo-hoo.
That's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Perk. I don't understand perk though. Is that
two terms? Percolator.
Coffee perks you up.
Oh.
Percolator.
But yeah.
Okay, I guess it's spelled like park. Wow, that's really creative. I do like. I was 10 like, years old when I
like 27 that. Years later. I was like, I get it.
I have such an appreciation for that name. I feel stupid.
Mm.
Next question. What is the symbol on the periodic table for gold? This is a tricky question. Is it G? Is it GD? Is it AU? Or is it XY? Gold.
Gonna guess. And I'm gonna go with the third one, AU.
AU.
AU. AU.
AU.
AU. Correct. I wouldn't have gotten that right. I would have put G.
I know that GD stands for goddamn, so yeah. I knew that that
wasn't right. And that's not on the periodic table.
Maybe it means good day.
Oh,
good day. I said good day.
Good day.
Good day. Might want to bleep that out. Not good day, but the other one.
Next question. What is not a game piece in the original Monopoly? Is it Scotty Dog? Is it Top Hat? Is it Skateboard? Or is it a wheelbarrow? Flip them over.
Skateboard.
3 for skateboard?
Like not,
yep.
I feel like it's not one in the game now.
No.
Skateboard?
Yeah.
Skateboard's an OG. It's in the game, but it's not one of the OG OGs.
Oh, okay.
I guess it just wasn't in the one I had.
I don't have a newer one. are we showing our age? Is that what's happening?
Next question.
Skateboard's OG.
I guess it's not. What are overalls called in other countries? Is it a dungaree? Is it a onesie? Is it a strapper? Or is it a buckle? Dungaree, onesie, strapper, or a buckle up?
I'm going to guess.
So I'm going to pick the best one.
I'm going to pick dungarees.
Dungaree.
It's a strapper.
The correct answer is dungaree.
Dungaree.
Oh.
Strapper's a good
dungaree.
I like that name better.
I think Nunny used to say that.
Dungaree?
Dungaree.
Dungaree?
Yeah.
What are they? You said
overalls? Yeah.
I was thinking of cover ups. Of course, you know, like the whole thing, so that you wear like whenever you're mucking out stalls.
Mm.
So I didn't pick dungarees because my uncle called his pants from his naval uniform dungarees, like the blue jean type ones.
Oh.
So I thought that that was what those were.
Hmm. You remember dungaroos?
Dungaroos.
Delicious. I think sugar.
Just the little cookies that you dip in sugar frosting stuff.
Yeah, the cinnamon ones are fire. I think I'm still hungry.
My parents loved me, but they didn't love me enough to buy dungaroos.
Oh.
Maybe they loved you so much that they didn't buy you dungaroos.
That's a glass half full kind of attitude, and I like
true.
It.
That's true.
Next question.
I'm not paying to get you diabetes.
Where did the movie Fargo take place? Was it North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, or Canada? Fargo.
Never seen it.
I am gonna guess North Dakota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Heard you're having some trouble down at the lake.
North Dakota.
That's all I
Two
know.
For North Dakota, one for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Who put what?
Wisconsin.
The real answer is North Dakota.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. I remember a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That was like Canada? Maybe? But there's two Dakotas.
Yeah. It's got to be one of the Dakotas, right?
Next question. What is the study of insects called? Is it entomology? Is it biology? Is it anthropology? Or is it zoology?
I think it's anthropology.
I'm switching to anthropology.
Two for anthropology, one for entomology.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is entomology.
Dang it.
I switched it from entomology.
Yeah.
I thought about it like four times.
It has
like,
an ant in it.
I think that's why I went with ants.
What is anthropology?
The study.
I don't know.
Anthropology is the study of like ancient civilizations, digging up the bones with the little. Yeah.
That's archaeology, I thought.
Greekology? What?
Archaeology was like digging up bones, I thought.
What was the other one? What was. Would you
for dinosaurs. Archaeology.
What was
maybe not just dinosaurs.
Oh.
It belongs in a museum.
One is anthropology is the study of how people lived, like how they lived as a society. Archaeology is the bones. You're right. I get them confused.
Why?
So it's a study of like societies and stuff.
So I feel like my answer was still correct because I feel like people are insects.
Are you bisected?
All right, next question. Which sport has Michael Jordan not played professionally? This is one that I didn't know. Is it basketball, baseball, football, or golf? Don't forget about Space Jam. This is an easy, easy question for at least one answer. What do you guys put?
I went with football.
Foosball.
Foosball. Foosball.
Foosball.
Oh, I put the wrong card.
You meant to be football, though?
It doesn't matter. I put the wrong one. It's fine.
All right. It was football.
Hmm.
You sure?
What did I put? What's four?
You put golf.
You knew you played golf.
You said
football.
I said the right one, but I put the wrong card. I don't deserve it. Maybe I'm lying.
Do half the points, then.
What do we do? What do I do?
Do half the points.
No, just,
okay, yeah, we'll do 1.5 out of 3.
I feel like that's fair.
That's fair.
I feel like I'm cheating.
I don't care. You could give it to him. I'm fine with it.
You want to take 0. We're like, no. Hard no.
You said the right answer. You just weren't looking at the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for the listeners that couldn't see, PJ said the answer and then flipped his card.
So actually he did get it right. He just picked up the wrong one.
He did, but he might possibly be in a lead, so I'll give him that. Next question. Which Disney soundtrack has gone 10 times platinum, making it their famous song, not famous song, famous soundtrack ever? Is it The Little Mermaid, Tarzan, Frozen, or The Lion King? And this goes for, like, just strictly all of them.
I'm guessing Frozen.
In the jungle.
One for Frozen, one for Lion King, two.
No, no, I didn't put The Lion King. I put Frozen.
You put Frozen?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why are you singing this? You're messing me up.
I just, thought in case, answer just in case The Lion King was right, I could say that I put this one.
Now you, I see you're on to something.
So, remind me again what you guys put.
We all put Frozen.
Frozen.
Three Frozens?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, the answer was just Lion King.
What?
Was it really?
Yep. Let it go, Ty.
Alright.
Let it
go. I'm calling bullshit on that. Oh, wow.
Well, the Lion King's had, like, 30 years... All right, 25 years to keep selling records.
That's
yeah, Frozen's had like 10.
Yeah, but Frozen's had the internet and digital media.
Nobody has to buy it. They can get it for free.
That's a good point.
The Lion King was re-released again, like as a new version too. So a lot of people might have bought that album as well.
I couldn't even watch it. Like I put it on, and I hated it so much. I didn't even get to the scene where Mufasa died.
Savage.
Oh, spoiler alert! Are you talking about the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Like who hasn't seen Lion King?
I thought it was all right.
I thought it was beautiful. But I was bored. Not gonna lie.
It was basically the same exact movie. Like, they didn't change hardly anything. There was a few things that they changed, and it was kind of, like, funny, the things they changed, but...
I like
the remake of The Jungle Book, but I didn't like the re-King of the Lion King, which is weird. The first one was just so much better. The music was better, the voices were better, the animation was better. It was just like... It's kind of like the Pet Sematary remake. Like, what the hell are you thinking? Like, no. The original one. All
that. I haven't seen either of those.
What's going on with Cats? Why would you make a Cats live action movie?
What?
That's true. Why would you?
I don't know. Maybe it was a good movie. I didn't watch it, but it just looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
Real weird. True money.
I have so much garbage accumulated.
Next question. Which of these 90 movies did not star Robin Williams? Was it Jumanji, Hook, Aladdin, or Matilda? Jumanji, Hook, Aladdin, or Matilda?
Her sweat and blood went into this cake.
I'm thinking Matilda?
Matilda, Matilda, and Matilda.
Matilda.
Correctamundo.
I can't remember who he played in Hook.
He played Peter Pan.
Yep.
No way. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm the worst. Okay.
You got the answer, right?
Yeah, but I...
I haven't seen Hook, I don't think.
Peter, you became a pirate.
Which famous Renaissance artist was also an inventor? Was it Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo da Vinci, or Donatello? Also, okay, I thought I was showing the answer, but...
No, but we all know it.
We all know it.
Leonardo. Yeah, I really shouldn't have put this question.
Leonardo da Tello.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yep. We all got it right.
Woo-woo. Every time I see, like, the full screen of my room, I'm like, wow. Oh, I need to clean it.
I like
it. It looks cool, though. I like all the stuff you have hanging up. It looks neat.
Thank you. This should all be clean, though. Just look from here up.
That's why my camera's like this. You guys can't see the trash on my ground.
He just got, like, pizza boxes and stuff he's stepping over top of.
Man,
that's his life work. He's making a fort right now.
I have not had pizza in so long.
Oh, no.
You guys should talk more about pizza while I add these scores up, because that was the last question around two.
Pizza? Oh, pizza boxes.
Or pizza.
I had pizza just yesterday, because I bought, like, a make-at-home pizza. from Trader Joe's, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, it sounds so good.
You live, like, down in the city.
But there's one in Wexford, and there's one in East Liberty. So if you're ever out by Wexford...
Never.
Wow.
Brap.
Pizza sounds really good right now. I'm hungry.
It does.
Always. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Wings.
Wings that's pizza?
That's not pizza.
It's a specific one. Fifth Avenue Pizza in Coriopolis. Pizza Plaza. It's a thick pizza. I'm very picky about pizza. So it's probably that one.
Since my parents had a pizza shop and we ate pizza all the time, but my favorite pizza is pepperoni. Like, I just like straight pepperoni pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. Pepperoni and cheese.
I used to like pepperoni, and I used to like, well, I only like pepperoni from Pizza Hut for some reason. I only like their pepperoni. But lately I like plain, so.
Ah.
I like extra cheese.
Yeah.
I feel like, Brittany's got excited when I said that.
I have choked on extra cheese a couple of times in my life.
Oh, wow.
Like, almost died. I've choked on a lot of food growing up. I remember, one time, though, I had to, pull the cheese out because I couldn't get the air and I couldn't get the cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. You were really excited about that pizza.
You were hungry. That's scary, though.
I never chewed my food, I don't think, as a kid.
That is scary.
I, too, have choked on cheese pizza, but the cheese on the pizza.
Yeah, so you know. It's like it's a weird fear because you're like, you can feel it going all the way down your throat, and you're like, this is how I die. This is like, how do I swallow, or do I try to get it out? Like, it's not.
Yeah, I did that at school multiple times. We had things called Bosco's cheese sticks.
Cool.
Maybe it was Bosco's cheese sticks. I don't know where they came from, but they called them that. I don't know if it was like the brand or whatever. But I would eat the cheese sticks, and they were like, it was like that kind of cheese. So I would like literally choke on it, like literally once a week. I was like choking on cheese.
At school?
At Southside, yeah.
Dude, I freaking love that stuffed crust pizza. That's what you're talking about, right?
No. We had cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks.
I think they were similar to like the stuffed crust and pizza. I think it was literally that same thing, just cut off. But I would choke on that cheese. I'm with you. Cheese is sketchy. I thought I was going to die from that cheese.
I never saw a cheese I trusted.
Not
it's
once.
It's kind of been that, I guess, in family.
What's the score, dude?
Let's see. At 61 points, we have Jude. At 57.5. points.
Oh,
we've got PJ.
Sad.
And at 64 points, we've got Britt,
you're winning.
Cut it here.
Wow. Things have changed. We're all changing positions now.
It's anybody's game.
It is.
We got third round starting at 5 points.
5 points.
Every question. You got them all right.
If we want to deduct any points or getting them wrong, that's the question.
Oh, do you guys want to do that?
Do we?
Are we deducting?
Or would that be too complicated?
No, because if you guys don't get an answer right, I can just put -1 and add it up at the end. It's up to you guys.
Okay. Do we want to
I won't do -5. I would just do 1 point.
All right. How do you guys feel?
All right. I'm all right with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
There's 20 questions, so if you guys get all of them wrong, you're going to be down -20. It's unlikely that you would get all 20 wrong, but you'd still be in the positives. Like, there's no way for you to go into negatives, is what I'm trying to say. So,
are we allowed to like phone a friend during this level?
Legitimately, because it's just for the memes, I'll allow you each to phone one friend.
For the memes?
Yeah, for the culture.
So, okay, I'm down.
I'm gonna call my Aunt Judy.
I'm going to call Tyler because he knows the answers.
Whisper. I'm going to call Tyler, too.
That's brilliant. Dang.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Jenny. I'm going to be like, yo,
You could.
Walk over and look at Ty's screen real quick.
She might not answer her phone because she's not looking at it.
Mm. We can, for our listeners, we can see her in the background of his video.
Yeah.
She's playing Fortnite on a computer behind him.
She just shyly was like, oh, you can see her.
She's half past famous right now.
Yeah, she is.
That's what she did. She saw you guys waving and she went like that. I don't know if you can see. All right. Let's start this next question. Legitimately, though, I'm giving you each one phone a friend to use throughout all of these 20 questions. So, all right.
Oh, no.
This is question 41. Where is the tallest mountain in the world? Is it China / the Nepal border? Is it the China and Mongolian border? Is it the Russia and Kazakhstan border? Or is it the Burma and Laos border?
Oh, wow. So this is going to be the first one I get wrong in a while, I feel.
You don't have any faith in your answer.
Tallest mountain.
I'm going to guess the second one.
I'm going to guess China-Nepal.
China-Nepal.
Two for China-Nepal and one for China-Mongolia. Correct answer is China-Nepal.
Ooh.
Wow.
So we got...
And just like that, Pete's back in...
back in first place.
No, but I get scores.
Wait,
I'm keeping scores. I'm keeping scores.
I feel like I look like I'm really tan.
Look really tiny.
Let me puff up a little bit. Like, I'm getting some shoulder and arm gains.
Next question. Ronald Reagan famously loved what candy? Was it bubble gum, jelly beans, taffy, or gummy worms?
Never heard this.
Me neither.
I never heard this either, but...
I legitimately can't even confirm if this is real, so I could be wrong.
I went with gummy worms.
I went with jelly beans.
I believe I went with jelly beans as well.
Correct answer is jelly beans.
Heck yeah. All
right.
Dang.
Who doesn't like gummy worms?
I love gummy
jelly beans are gross.
He was an old guy. Beans. I feel like
they're good, but it's like a sometimes food. I could eat gummy worms all the time.
Yeah, like I like Starburst.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's gotta be Starburst. Yeah. I don't know, the Jelly Bellies are good too, but
yeah, true.
Starburst are best. And I believe that's what Judy put in my Easter basket. Thank you, Judy.
Yes, those were good.
Yep.
Oh, snap. Easter Bunny. I wasn't there. He took it to your house, not mine.
That's true. Yep.
I thought it was you.
I'm epically failing this round already.
What is opening? Something's opening on my computer. Why is it opening? Next question. Which star was not in the Mickey Mouse Club? Was it Justin Timberlake, Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears, or Christina Aguilera? You better put your 90s pants on. Early 2000s. Whatever. Flip them.
I'm guessing the genie in a bottle.
Okay, we got it. Two.
I know it's chicken, but is it fish?
Is that what you said?
Jessica Simpson. Yep.
Two for Jessica Simpson, one for Christina Aguilera. Correct answer is Jessica Simpson.
All right.
Hey, we should lose points.
Listen here, Pete. It's only 1 point, but I need to get one right. Dang it. I'm out of the race.
No.
There's still lots of game.
Plenty of questions left to go.
Because it's only 1 point deducted, right?
It's only 1 point.
Yeah, but
so. I'm 15 points behind you guys.
But you never know. You never know what could happen.
Oddly competitive. Like, why am I paying attention?
Don't think about the numbers. Think about the questions. All right, next question. What is the longest running reality competition show? Is it Survivor, The Voice, Project Runway, or American Ninja Warrior?
I've never watched the show, but...
I'm going to guess Survivor?
I guess Survivor.
Survivor.
Three for Survivor, correct.
Okay.
I wouldn't have got that right. I probably would have put Project Runway, because I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that either. but I remember Survivor being around for quite some time.
Yeah.
Survivor was good. It's still on. Well, it says longest running, so obviously.
I don't know. How long, though? Like, early 2000s, or?
Forever.
I'm asking the question. You're not supposed to
I think it was, like, around 2000.
All right, next question. Which founding father had a Broadway musical named after them? Was it George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, or Benjamin Franklin?
Tom Petty.
I'm going to guess and say George Washington.
One for George Washington.
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Two for Hamilton. Correct answer is Hamilton.
Womp.
That was only question...
Four? It's question four, right?
Yeah.
Five.
There's still 15 questions, so...
Is it okay if I start talking shit?
Yeah, you can. I was. We should have just cut it there. I had two rounds. I would have been golden.
Well, I mean, we could still do a Jeopardy. Oh,
what is happening?
Are you calling in for the next question? Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey, Brittany. I think you need help with your next question.
Wow. Dirty.
That was good shit talk, though. I'm not gonna lie. That was good.
Yeah.
You're like, what is going on?
I was like, who are you using your call?
I legit thought you were using your call too, without even knowing what the question was. You should call Matt when you use your call.
Okay. I was thinking my sister. Question? It depends on the question, really.
Yeah, it does depend on the question. It's true. You guys ready?
If it's about CBD, I'm calling him for sure.
Which of these did Benjamin Franklin, I can't even say his name, Franklin, not invent? Was it bifocals, lightning rod, catheter, or a back brace? As I like to call him, Benjamin Franklin. What did he not invent?
I'm gonna guess.
Britt has like these kitten cards, and I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That one's upside down. They're like the perfect size for my hands.
Are they smaller cards too?
Yeah, they're little.
Did we do one on Ben Franklin? Did we do an episode?
I think you guys did.
Okay, then I'm pretty confident in this. Back brace.
Back brace.
Back brace.
Back brace. Back brace. Back brace. Correct.
I wasn't certain about the catheter, but...
Same. But I was like, I kind of remember us talking about a catheter.
Yeah. I once I remembered... I remembered we did one on somebody that invented one, but I didn't remember if it was him.
Fun fact. I worked a job, and I had to throw away a catheter that was in a toilet that I had to clean. Next question.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Did you keep it?
I did not.
Do you still have it?
I don't still have that with
that's
me.
That's disgusting.
How do you know that's what it was?
It's pretty obvious what it is.
Yeah, it was like a device with like a thing sticking tube, and I'm like, it's got to be a catheter. Next question.
I don't have any idea what they look like.
You'll know when you see one day.
Well, dude, his were made of glass, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's wild. Think of how expensive those would be.
Well, think of what would happen if it broke.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's...
A whole slew of other problems.
Better question. That would be gross.
Oh, no.
How many letters are in the English alphabet?
I'm a friend.
Is it 22, 26, 28, or 30?
If I get this wrong, I'm going to be kind of embarrassed.
Flip them.
26.
I have 26.
26, 26, 26, correct.
All right, good. All right.
Whew.
Glad about multiple choice. I might have put 27.
I actually thought about putting 27 on there instead of 28. I didn't know if that would like mess you guys up. I was going to put 25, 26, 27, 28. And be like, good luck.
So you should have.
Should have. I know now. It is question 48, so if you're going to use those fun of friends, you better do it soon.
Okay. I should have used mine earlier.
Here we go. Next question. I know nothing about Star Wars, so hope you do. Which character originally said, "May the Force be with you"?
Boom! I know this one.
Obi-Wan Kenobi? Was it Yoda, Princess Leia, or Boba Fett? Flip them.
Yoda.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
What?
One for Yoda, two for Obi-Wan, and it was, in fact, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh, oh, yes. I was so confident. I was so confident.
I've never watched it. I just guessed it.
Good guess.
Oh, yeah, no, he would never have said anything. Like his voice is all messed up, Yoda. It's like, mm-hmm. he moves like, oh, son
Wars of a bitch. Be with you, it must.
well, he flips him.
He doesn't speak English as a first language, I think.
Oh, what? Does he have, he speaks a different language or something?
No, I was just being goofy.
Oh, I've never seen it. I have no idea. Which of these is not a reptile? Is it a snake, turtle, frog, or lizard?
I don't know, right, bro.
I hope
I'm right.
This is such a question.
Very confident.
Turtle, frog, or lizard?
Wait.
All right,
I'm ready.
I'm not. I'm a fun friend. I got it. If you got it, use it.
Yeah. You're phoning?
I'm putting my arm down.
Who should I call? You said call Matt. I'll call Matt.
Put him on speaker. Ask for his consent first.
Yep.
Hey, who am I on speakerphone with?
Becca.
Hey, Becca.
Hey.
I have a question. I'm on a game show. I need your consent for you guys to be on it. And I got to phone a friend.
You got 30 seconds.
Oh, which of these is not a reptile? A snake, a turtle, a frog, or a lizard?
A frog.
All right.
Final answer? Locked in?
A frog's an amphibian.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Flip them. Correct. Oh. It was frog.
Oh, man.
It was frog. You're the best. Turtle. Thanks, bud.
You're welcome, buddy.
I said turtle.
No, we can't see that one.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. What did you see?
I saw my phone.
Omnivore.
Hang.
I saw omnivore.
Huh? You saw omnivore. The word?
Omnivore, yeah. I saw a bold omnivore.
Oh, I showed you not the questions I'm giving you. Those are just questions.
He's like, psych?
So, oh, good.
No. Those are potential questions, but yeah. Luckily, I didn't show you the right one.
FYI, we have 20 minutes.
I got scared.
Minutes.
I was like, oh, 20 minutes.
20
okay.
minutes.
Speed round. This is question 50. So.
Nice. We're close. I knew that one.
I didn't know that one.
I just love frogs. I knew it was an amphibian because they're water and land.
Mm-hmm. I was confused.
I don't know why. Because like a turtle could live in water and land.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. That's why I actually ended up saying turtle.
I wonder what makes an amphibian. Oh my gosh, okay, I know what I'm looking up tonight.
What makes an amphibian?
Yeah, compared to a lizard.
Well, like, iguanas don't live in the water at all, right?
No, but what about a turtle?
Turtles live in water.
Right.
Yeah, so if an iguana is a lizard, or a reptile, that's a reptile.
Reptile.
Why is an amphibian not a reptile?
Good question.
Ask your science teachers, people.
Huh. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up later. I'll find that out.
I feel like because I got off the phone with him, I'm done recording or something. Meanwhile, that had nothing to do with it.
Well, we only got 20 minutes, so we're going to lighten round.
All right, boom, boom, boom. Where did they film Lord of the Rings? Was it Brazil, Canada, New Zealand, or China? Remember, two of you still have your phone of friends. Feel free to use them if you want. Flip them over.
New Zealand.
Three for New Zealand. Yeah, correct. New Zealand. Next question. What does it mean to plead the fifth? I'll give you your questions, your multiple choice answers in 1 second. Does it mean to plead guilty? Plead innocent? Refuse to answer a question or be your own lawyer? Plead the fifth. You guys have your answers?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Use.
Silence.
Refuse to answer a question. Correct.
Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
I believe plead the fifth means you don't have to testify against yourself. I thought that's what it meant, which I guess means refuse to answer is all the same.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything because you can use it at any point. I think it's the plead the fifth. Per movies, I don't know.
All right. Which of these games came out first? Was it The Legend of Zelda, Pokemon, Donkey Kong, or Sonic the Hedgehog? This is a tricky question, at least for me.
Say that again?
It is a little tricky.
Which of these games came out first? Was it The Legend of Zelda, Pokemon, Donkey Kong, or Sonic the Hedgehog?
Mm.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Nice. You guys got it right.
Yeah, because it's an arcade game. Mm-hmm. Like, way, way, way back.
I was thinking, like Donkey Kong Country, like,
mm-hmm.
Super Nintendo Donkey Kong. But yeah, you're right. Dang. Forgot about that one. The OG.
Donkey Konga 2. I have the bongo game, where you're like,
yeah.
You get to, it's like the first pattern game, or rhythm game. Maybe first, I don't know.
That's pretty cool. That sounds cool. Which of these TV shows is not based on a book? Remember, you have your phone of friends? Gossip Girl, House of Cards, Pretty Little Liars, or Westworld? Which of these TV shows is not based on a book? Gossip Girl, House of Cards, Pretty Little Liars, or Westworld? It's a wild question. Could literally be any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're like,
could literally be any of them.
Unless you're like a huge fan of those shows, but
I wish I knew somebody that would know this question.
But House of Cards.
House of Cards.
I went with Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl and Pretty Little Liars. Dang.
No idea.
Everybody loses a point.
Oh.
Westworld would be a pretty good book, huh?
It wasn't based off of a book.
You think it would be.
Yeah. So it's like a feature.
If I'm wrong.
Super futuristic, like, theme. So usually, like, that's what you would think. Out of all of them, I thought that one would definitely have a book.
Yeah, me too.
That would be cool. Next question. What is the Loch Ness Monster's name? I guess somebody gave it a name. Is it Scotty, Lassie? Oh, you guys apparently know this. Is it Nessie? Or is it John?
What?
Scotty, Lassie, Nessie, or John?
Got it.
Lipanova.
Nessie. John, Nessie, Lassie, Scotty.
Like, trick question, they're all right.
Yeah, it doesn't come to anything.
Nessie.
Oi.
Is that off that toy?
Off what toy?
You know what I'm talking about?
There's a snake in my boots.
Somebody was in the water in a hole. I was really bad except at that.
What band is not made up of brothers? Good Charlotte, Nirvana, The Beach Boys, or Oasis?
I know this one. I hope. I better.
Good Charlotte, Nirvana, The Beach Boys, or Oasis. Flip them.
Nirvana.
Nice.
Nirvana. Yeah.
Nirvana, correct. Question number 56. Almost to the end. 5 questions left. 2 people still have photo friends. Feel free to use them.
All of my friends are asleep at this time of night. Anything after 7 p.m., they're out.
What time is it?
I'm just kidding. I don't have any idea.
11:30. It's
11:30. I would literally have to call your girlfriend, Jenny.
Go for it. Jenny, do you have your phone on loud?
Oh, you can call Kathy. She's in Texas. It's not that late there.
Oh, that's true. I could probably call her.
True. All right, next question. What is not a type of cloud? Is it stratus? Cirrus? I can't even say these words.
Cumulus?
Cumulus or monsoon? Thank you. Am I saying cirrus right? Cirrus?
Yeah, I think so. Cirrus or cirrus?
Cirrus. Flip.
It's monsoon.
Monsoon.
Monsoon, but I'm not confident. See, we don't have monsoons here, so I don't know if maybe they have.
Was correct. 5 points across the board. Next question coming up. In what country is vegetarianism most popular?
Illegal. What country is vegetarianism illegal?
Most popular.
Most popular.
Is it the United States, India, Thailand, or Peru? United States, India, Thailand, or Peru? Remember, you have a phone a friend.
I went with India.
One for India.
Two for
India. One for Thailand.
Thailand.
Two for India. Correct answer is India.
Woo!
Rats.
Rats would not be a vegetarian.
I know some Indian people, and none of them are vegetarians, so I was basing it on that, but that's not a really good way to base it. But it's all I had.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody from Taiwan.
Yeah, they eat a lot of bugs. I don't know if that one could be considered.
In Indiana Jones?
No, in Thailand. They make like a lot of crickets and bugs and... And chicken, I think. That's supposed to be the next place I go, hopefully.
Oh, really? Nice. Mm-hmm. Be cool. Once all this quarantine madness is over.
I know this one.
In Egyptian mythology, who is Ra? Is it the sun god, a fire lord, a river god, or the tomb protector?
Sun god. Ra.
Nice.
Sweet God.
Thank God.
Correct. Two questions left. How much time we got left?
10 minutes.
Okay, we're cool.
Cutting it close.
Able to do this. Gives me enough time to do math.
And gives Pete enough time to talk shit for a bit.
Remember, two questions left. You can phone friends. Plenty of time.
Alright.
Next question. What dog breed is the Queen of England known for loving?
I know this one.
Oh, dear Lord.
Is it a collie? Is it a corgi? Is it a beagle? Or is it a Dalmatian? The fact that she loves one particular dog breed is great.
Say those again.
You guys know it.
Say it.
And now, is it collie, a corgi, a beagle, or a Dalmatian?
Corgi.
Nice.
Corgi. Because they got cute little butts.
And they cannot lie.
Last.
Did I say what I put? Did I say it out loud?
Yeah.
Corgi. Oh, I don't know.
Did you meet Corgi? Because I saw your card.
I did. Yeah, Corgi.
Yep. You said.
Pete Staten.
All right. Do we want to add wagers to this last question or no?
Cool.
Wagers?
Would that mean like we would tally up our totals right now and then bet?
Yeah,
I think
so whatever.
I think you would have to bet without knowing what the totals are.
Yeah, no, yeah. You don't know the total.
Well, how many points do we know to bet?
You can bet them all.
I'll say I could give you like a limit.
Okay.
So I could tally them.
I'd bet 10. No, 20. I bet 20.
20?
Yeah.
But does she lose all 20?
Oh, yeah.
Does it go negative?
You'd either gain 20 or you'd lose 20 if you're betting it. So, yeah.
Going all in, Pete.
I'm not going to... I'll let it go to the negatives. So I'll let you guys bet as many as you want, and I'm not going to let you know what the score is. I'm not going to tally it. Just bet as many points as you want and hope. Just hope for the negatives. Like, you could literally just bet 500.
PJ, what are you betting?
I'm not gonna bet.
Britt, you're gonna bet 20?
I'm gonna go 500.
You're gonna go 500?
Yeah, I'll go 500. I'm either gonna go, I'm going big. I'm going.
Okay.
Bro, what if you're beating me?
I am. Judy.
All or nothing. I like
it. I'm in all or nothing. I ain't beating you, bro. I'm like at least 10 minutes, at least 10 points behind you.
Is she allowed to phone a friend on this betting one?
They didn't use them, so I'm allowed it.
I don't have any friends to call right now. Like, I don't know. None of my friends are. Anybody listening, I'm sorry. Oh, maybe I could call. They're sleeping.
Maybe you shouldn't.
All right, no fun.
No phone
a friend. 500 points, all in. No.
If you were going to phone a friend, I would say 250 points then.
Okay.
Like half of body wage, but still probably wouldn't even matter because PJ doesn't have 250 points.
I'm not going to bet anything either.
No bet?
No bet.
Two no bets, one for 500 points.
But dude, what if she gets it right?
Then she's the winner.
Don't let PJ pressure you into getting.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
I've been the least amount right so far, so you don't really have that much to worry about.
PJ's like, all right, I bet 1,000. No, I'm kidding.
I kind of have to.
I kind of want to. I'm like, do I? All right, I'm in for 500 too then. I'm 500. So I guess we're all betting 500. Yep.
So it all comes down to one question. We might as well just done one question to start with.
So we're going to end up with what we have already.
So everyone's betting 500 points on this last question. All or nothing comes down to this. You guys ready?
Yep.
Here's the question. Which hybrid animal does not exist? Is it a liger, a lion tiger? Is it a growler bear, a grizzly polar bear? Is it a llama, a camel llama, or a hippo, pig, hippo?
Okay, everybody has their card up. Oops, I almost turned mine the wrong way.
I'm going to repeat it real quick for the listeners. Which hybrid animal does not exist? A liger, a lion tiger, a growler bear, a grizzly polar bear, a llama, camel llama, or a hippo, pig hippo?
I went with a growler bear.
One for growler bear?
I went with hippo.
I went with a hippo, a pig hippo.
Correct answer is hippo. Pig hippo.
How did they get those two to mate? How did they get a grizzly bear and a polar bear to mate?
How would get two bears? Oh, yeah. How would they get a pig and a hippo? That's what I was thinking.
That's fair. I just thought there'd be a brawl. I didn't think that would happen.
I think like the biggest bears in the world are crosses between grizzlies and polar bears.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what the internet told me one time.
All right. So you got the... Who wants to do the drum roll? All right.
All right. So coming into third place, we have at negative 377 points.
Wow.
We have Britt.
All right.
Hey, I regret nothing.
She tried.
And Hail Mary. Second place at 640.5 points.
No!
PJ.
What?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Coming in at 644 points. 3.5 more points than Pete is Jude.
I am so excited for you.
I have to give her the crown. Here's the crown.
Yep.
What are we supposed to call you now?
She said Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, here's Obi-Wan Kenobi's crown.
You could just call me One, if you want.
One?
Or Obi.
He's the One. One tonight. Oh, Pete, step down, kid. Step down.
I can't believe it. 3.5 points.
That was a close call.
It was that close. Was
What if it came down to that half point?
Wow.
One way or another. Yeah, I would have given it up because I put the wrong card.
I can't believe that was really super close.
It was very close, yeah.
I'm so excited. I feel like I should have a crown and a scepter or something.
What are you going to do next?
I don't know.
Disney World's closed.
I just like to leave the freaking house.
That's funny.
I'm with you on that.
So Jude, what'd you learn today?
I learned that you could be knocked off of your throne.
No, I knew that for a long time.
No, I learned a whole lot though. I learned that there's a thing as a liger, I guess.
I learned that I should find friends that know things that are on trivia.
That are on what?
On trivia. Like, I should find friends that would know answers to the trivia questions, because I didn't know anybody to call.
you do. I bet. I know you do. Some of your friends would have known. Joey Ruckus would have known.
I think he would be sleeping right now.
Well, it is quarter till midnight.
Yeah, it's almost midnight. What did you learn?
That llamas and camels can mate together? I did not know that.
Yeah, that was weird too.
What about you, Ty?
What did I learn? I learned that Survivor was the longest running competition show. And I also learned that Loch Ness Monster's name is Nessie.
I didn't even know that.
I don't know.
That's crazy. I'm huge into conspiracy stories and monsters, though, so maybe that's not a very common thing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that one.
Yeah.
All right. How many more minutes we got?
25 seconds.
Oh, good night, girls.
Don't be a jag up. Hope you enjoy the show.
Get off my planet.
Nice.
Thank you for listening to Half-Ass Podcast. You can check us out online at Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.